A Family Curse by Whimsical Meerkat. Read by Whimsical Meerkat. The rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. The fandom is Teen Wolf. The relationship is Derek Hale / Peter Hale. Additional tags are alternate universe canon divergence, incest, uncle / nephew incest, cursed Derek Hale, and tentacles. Summary. Derek lies flat on his back, staring fixedly at the ceiling over his head and wondering what he could possibly have done to deserve the latest fucked up development in his life. It isn't that he thinks he's lived the kind of life where only good things should happen to him. He knows better. But still, this feels disproportionate to anything he's done in recent memory. Derek wakes up with some extra appendages. Peter comes to the rescue. Author's notes. For the Kinktober 2024 prompt, 69, Aphrodisiac, Tentacles, I present some very belated porn. Enjoy. Derek lies flat on his back, staring fixedly at the ceiling over his bed and wondering what he could possibly have done to deserve the latest fucked up development in his life. It isn't that he thinks he's lived the kind of life where only good things should happen to him. He knows better. But still, this feels disproportionate to anything he's done in recent memory. He lifts his hands again and holds them in front of his face, just in case he'd hallucinated before. Six glistening black tentacles come into view as well. Not a hallucination, then, or if it is, it's a persistent one. There's something about the situation that seems real, though, despite the surreal nature of the problem. So, he has tentacles. To say that's inconvenient is a massive understatement, especially given his choices for help researching what the fuck caused them, and more importantly, how to get rid of them. He's been trying to make that decision since he woke up half an hour ago. He still can't decide if Styles is a better or worse option than Peter. If he calls Styles, he'll be opening himself up to innuendo and a lifetime of jokes and memes about octopuses. He could also definitely see Styles sending him an endless stream of hentai. Just imagining the conversation is awful. No, calling Styles is a last resort. That leaves Peter. Calling Peter is also not ideal. It certainly won't mean he'll escape the innuendo, although from Peter it will have a different quality than it would coming from Styles. One it probably shouldn't have. One Derek definitely shouldn't find appealing. That's kind of a hallmark of his relationship with Peter these days. He doesn't think Peter has changed, although his sly comments and smirks have more of an edge than before the fire. No, the problem is all Derek and his newfound inability to keep in mind that Peter is his uncle, and therefore shouldn't be someone who turns him on. So yeah, the tentacles aren't actually the most fucked up thing in Derek's life, but he still doesn't think he deserves them. He's still trying to decide which bad option to go with when his phone rings, playing a very bad version of zombies. He really needs to find a way to keep Styles from getting in his phone. To his total lack of surprise, the screen tells him it's Peter calling. "Hey," he answers, foregoing his customary "what" in light of the fact that he might have to ask for help. "What a shockingly cordial greeting," Peter says, shooting down Derek's thought that Peter probably wouldn't even notice. "Could it be that you need something from me?" Derek tries very hard not to growl and mostly succeeds. "Just come over here and help me," he snaps, not interested in playing word games. There's a pause. The longer it goes on, the more fraught it feels. Derek almost jumps when Peter clears his throat. "When you say help you, what exactly do you mean?" Peter sounds cautious. It makes the hairs on the back of Derek's neck stand up. He isn't sure he's ever heard Peter use that exact tone. "You know, research and share your knowledge," he answers, knowing he sounds uncertain but unable to help it. "Ah yes," Peter says, "research, of course." Silence falls between them while Derek wondered what else Peter could have thought he meant. He barely gets around to wondering how Peter knew something was wrong in the first place before Peter clears his throat again. I'll be there in 30 minutes. I'll bring coffee, he says before hanging up, leaving Derek to stare at his phone in confusion. True to his word, Peter shows up at his door 30 minutes later. He's carrying two reusable to-go mugs, one held in the crook of his arm while he unlocks and opens the door. Derek doesn't even want to know when and how he got a key. He was the one pack member Derek never gave one to. As I thought, Peter says when he sees Derek standing there with his new appendages. It's not the reaction Derek was expecting, even after Peter called him and somehow knew something was wrong. He doesn't know what to say, so he just stares at Peter like an idiot. He's definitely ignoring the way the tentacles are reaching for his uncle. They're lovely, Peter says, with far more sincerity than Derek has seen from him in, well, since the fire. It's more sincerity than Derek was used to Peter using before the fire as well. May I touch them? Derek's jaw drops. He definitely wasn't expecting that. How? Why are you acting like this is normal? He sputters. May you touch them? What the fuck? Peter looks away from where he was watching the tentacles that are so obviously reaching for him and meets Derek's eyes. Something he sees causes his face to shift. Sorrow flits across it before he falls back into his normal half-smirk. Derek finds himself missing that glimpse of sincerity. I take it no one ever told you about the curse that was laid upon our family by a rather oversexed young wizard isn't what Derek was expecting to come out of his mouth. What? Peter just nods and Derek resists the urge to growl at him. He doesn't seem to have the ability to control his new appendages, but he can at least try to control the rest of himself. What curse, he says, then jumps when one of the tentacles manages to get in range and run itself down Peter's neck. Peter lets out a hum and his eyes slit halfway shut like it feels good. The tentacles retreat and begin gently undulating next to Derek. They seem satisfied somehow. Derek is pretty sure he doesn't want to know why. Tell me about the curse, he says when Peter doesn't do anything but stand there, swaying slightly. Oh, you know, typical wizard jealousy of werewolf powers. Only this young fella got creative and happened to have a lot of power, Peter says. Voila, werewolves with tentacles. It's not a terribly interesting story. Derek growls when Peter doesn't say anything else. Like is so often the case, Peter's answer has left Derek with more questions than he'd started out with, and given that he'd woken up with tentacles, he has a fucking lot of questions. Peter doesn't even flinch at Derek's growl. Peter, Derek growls. Derek, Peter answers placidly. Fuck you, Derek says. How do I get rid of them? Don't even try to act like you don't know. Peter smiles. It's warm and seductive, and Derek is torn between mistrust and wanting to get closer. He watches as Peter holds out his hand, and two of the tentacles immediately wrap around it. Derek can feel the warmth of Peter's skin. The touch feels intimate, far more so than if Peter had been touching his hands. When Peter looks back at Derek's face, his eyes are dilated, pupils blown completely wide. I forgot about the aphrodisiac, he says. What? Derek snaps. On the tentacles, Peter says, like it was the most obvious thing in the world. Then he slides his hand down Derek's tentacle, reaching for another before Derek even considers stopping him. It feels like he's touching Derek's cock, but bigger, broader. Derek gasps before he can stop himself, and Peter smiles. You like that, nephew? He asks. Derek shakes his head, and Peter's look turns mocking. Stop, Derek gasps. Why did I never hear about this? He asks. Sorrow flits over Peter's face. If I had to guess, I would imagine your parents didn't have a chance to tell you before the fire, he tells Derek. It makes sense. Derek certainly will never be able to prove otherwise. It probably doesn't matter anyway. Not as long as Peter can and will help him get rid of the damn tentacles. How do we get rid of them? Derek asks. Peter shrugs, but his eyes are intense. Mutual orgasm should do it, he says. Derek stares at him, waiting for the punchline. It never comes. Really? Derek finally asks, with all the sarcasm he can muster. It's quite a lot. He's been hanging out with Styles too much. Peter seems impervious, which shouldn't have been a surprise to Derek. He always has been, or at least he's always presented himself like that. If you find the idea of my help distasteful, now that you know the specifics, all you have to do is say, Peter says. Derek stares at him. Somehow it hadn't occurred to him that Peter was volunteering. You would do that? Derek asks. Yes, Derek, Peter says, gladly. Derek eyes him, but he seems sincere and his heart hadn't skipped. Derek breathes in deep. He isn't prepared for the amount of arousal Peter is putting off. Oh, Derek says, oh, not just because of the curse, he blurts before he thinks about the need to wrangle his tongue into submission. No, nephew, Peter says, like it should have been obvious, not only because of the curse. Derek really doesn't know what to think about that. He swallows, then watches his tentacles reach for Peter again. He shudders at the sensation of them curling around Peter's neck. His skin is warm and smooth beneath them. There's a sense of pressure, and Derek decides to step toward his uncle before his tentacles drag him there. They seem strong enough to move him, and he's beginning to think they aren't acting as wholly independently as he first thought. After all, he's thought about touching Peter like this in the past. Oh, not with the tentacles, but Derek has thought about touching him in ways he shouldn't. Not only because Peter is his uncle, but because Peter isn't trustworthy. Was this curse directed at you? Derek asks him. Peter laughs. No, nephew, this curse has been on our family for generations. I won't lie and say I can't imagine why you thought that, but for once, this has nothing to do with me. He says it easily, with a candor Derek isn't accustomed to seeing from Peter. His heart stayed steady. He could still be lying, but Derek wants to believe him. Derek doesn't really want to think about why he wants to believe Peter, so he decides to move on. Are there any other rules or tricks to this that I need to know? Derek asks, rather than continuing the previous conversation. Peter gives him a look that says he knows what Derek is doing, but will allow it. It needs to be something we, or you, and another person you decide to involve, do together. Derek probably shouldn't be as comfortable planning to break some sort of sex curse with his uncle as he finds he is. Another thing he doesn't want to think or talk about. I don't think involving anyone else will be necessary, he says. It's a hail curse. It makes sense to keep it quiet in case someone wants to use it against us. Derek doesn't know if that actually makes sense, but he's sticking to the statement. His tentacles reach for Peter again, so apparently they agree. Peter doesn't protest or even say anything mocking. He just watches as Derek comes closer to him, leaning his head back slightly when their chests are so close a deep breath will cause them to brush together. I'm going to kiss you, Uncle Peter, Derek says, feeling the need to say it out loud in case he's mistaken things somehow. Peter doesn't respond verbally. He just leans in the scant distance between them and kisses Derek. There's nothing tentative or hesitant about it. Peter kisses Derek like he's been doing it for years. Derek's worries float away and he wraps his arms around Peter. He has to weave them past his tentacles to do so. Derek doesn't know how long they kiss before they have to break apart for air. He's hard. So is Peter. Peter lifts his hand and runs his thumb over Derek's lips. I want your mouth, he says. We could suck each other off together, he continues. You just have to invite me into your bed. Derek thinks about protesting that it isn't that simple, but maybe it is. Maybe this will wreck everything, but maybe not, and it's just what they need. Maybe it will be worth it either way to get rid of the tentacles. Derek doesn't think he can get the words out, so he opts to act instead. He steps back, walking backwards toward his bed. Peter doesn't make him say anything, doesn't protest in any way. In fact, he's all but stepping on Derek's toes in his haste to follow. Derek stops when his knees hit the bed. He tugs at Peter's shirt, dragging it up and off with the help of the tentacles. It's still falling to the ground when Peter reaches for Derek. They've been shirtless around each other countless times, but he's never been able to touch. He isn't sure which of them moans loudest when he pinches Peter's nipple. Derek does it again, capturing Peter's open mouth in a kiss. It's sloppy and full of teeth as they fight for dominance. Peter growls when Derek pulls back, and Derek growls back and flashes his red eyes. To his shock, Peter lets his head fall back, exposing his strong neck. Derek doesn't hesitate to wrap his hand around Peter's throat. He feels him swallow, the cords of his neck straining against Derek's hand, but he makes no move to straighten. Derek doesn't need the tension in Peter's body to tell him the submissive stance is a strain for him. He pushes Peter backwards onto the bed, coming down on top of him. Derek kisses Peter again, then reaches for his jeans. He strips Peter, then himself, before kneeling over him on all fours. They're both hard, and Derek looks his fill. He doesn't know if this will be the only time they're with each other like this, so he tries to imprint everything on his memory. His tentacles aren't satisfied with just looking. Without Derek's conscious thought, they reach for Peter and begin stroking over his body. When one reaches for Peter's cock, Peter lets out a shuddering moan. It wraps around him and squeezes, drawing another moan from Peter and from Derek to match. "Far be it from me to suggest you stop," Peter says, voice gravelly. "But if you truly want to break the curse, we'll need to come together." Derek doesn't have to think before he's letting go and turning around so his mouth is hovering over Peter's cock. As fun as the tentacles have been, he wants them gone. Peter takes a breath and Derek decides he doesn't want to hear whatever smart-ass comment his uncle is preparing to make. He leans down and sucks Peter's cock into his mouth. Peter swears and his hands come up to wrap around Derek's hips. Derek spreads his knees and lets Peter draw him down. He gasps at the feel of Peter's breath on the tip of his dick, the sound muffled by his own mouthful. His tentacles wrap around Peter's legs, holding him still. Despite his earlier words, Peter must be in the mood to tease. Instead of taking Derek's cock in his mouth, the wash of his breath is followed by him delicately tracing his tongue over the head, lapping up the pre-cum that Derek is leaking. Derek bites back a growl, knowing it would likely just result in Peter slowing down further. Instead of outwardly reacting to the teasing, Derek turns his attention to the cock in his own mouth. He sucks hard without warning, then pulls back to focus on the head. Peter swears, his lips bumping Derek's cock as he does, making Derek smirk where he knows Peter can't see. Peter begins sucking Derek's cock in earnest, so Derek does the same. His tentacles are running over Peter's body, making him writhe. Derek remembers him saying they have an aphrodisiac. Curious, he trails his fingers up Peter's side, finding it coated in a thin, slick substance that reminds him of nothing so much as lube. No sooner has he had the thought than one of his tentacles reaches for Peter's ass. Derek pauses, but Peter just thrusts against him. Derek lets the tentacle proceed. One drifts over his own ass, and Derek decides to allow that as well, relaxing as best as he can. Derek quickly finds himself overwhelmed by the breadth and intensity of sensation racking his body. Peter is sucking him like he's been starved, and Derek's cock is the solution. As if that isn't enough, he writhes against Derek like he doesn't know if he wants to press forward into Derek's mouth or back onto the tentacle in his ass. Derek's so distracted by the heat and tightness of Peter's ass, his orgasm creeps up on him. Derek bucks against Peter, then feels him harden before coming in Derek's mouth. Derek almost loses his balance when the tentacles abruptly disappear. Peter groans around Derek's softening cock, making him shudder. Derek carefully pulls his cock out of Peter's mouth and collapses onto his back. He stares at the ceiling and wonders what happens now. "Will this happen again?" he asks, not sure he wants to know the answer, not sure what he wants the answer to be. "The tentacles or the sex?" Peter asks in response. Derek is arrested by the thought that those are two different questions. It takes him a moment to say, "The tentacles." "Our best records show the tentacles recur for some people, but the schedule varies. I seem to be on a 10-year schedule. Others have been less or more, depending on your perspective, fortunate. The most frequent case I know of was biannual." And the sex, Derek asks before he loses his nerve. That is entirely up to you, dear nephew, Peter says. You mean, Peter rolls toward Derek, drawing him into a kiss. You're always welcome in my bed, dearest, he tells Derek when they draw apart. The end. Author's note: come see me on Tumblr or Dreamwidth as Whimsical Meerkat.